Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night, heading into the weekend on the grid. Super busy Friday night. Everybody's playing in baseball. Huge NBA playoff game. Huge Stanley Cup playoff game. Heading into the weekend with the PGA Championship. It's all happening. Maybe even some football. You never know. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Pay Billy. That's what
this
we're doing.
It.
We got the
previous.
Pay Billy. Hey, Billy. Listen, we need runs. 2-0 Yanks, 1-0 Nationals. 1-0 Tigers, 2-0 Braves. Give me up and away tonight. And then we got the basketball. Carver, the cap was right last night. That, you know, we are so close from hitting a home run and a hammer time that can we get it right tonight with the Knicks? We got to go off menu.
Listen,
we got to go off menu.
Listen, this game starts. Let's start the night right there. Knicks Celtics game 6 at the Garden in MSG. Joe, they start in about 6 or 7 minutes, so we got to work quickly here.
Come on.
To get this together. You're right. The cap was right last night. The cap was right. The cap might have been right, but we didn't go to the window. We got to go to the window tonight, Joe. And no add-ons, no other nonsense. The four we pick is the four we pick. Don't add anything to it. You got enough problems with the baseball. You don't need to be putting anything else with it.
All right, let's go.
Knicks Celtics. Give me something here. What do you got?
Al Horford, right at Big Horford, 3 threes.
All right, I'll get crazy with you. 3? You want to go 3? You can't go 2, huh?
2 is negative. 2 is minus money.
All right, fine. Horford for 3 threes. That's where you want to go.
Give me somebody.
All right, we're going to Bounds, okay?
Go ahead.
Hart for 10 Bounds. Josh Hart, 10 Bounds.
Plus 108. All right, I'm up. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
This is going to be tough. You want to do Cat for 20? Who's going to score? Brunson.
Right. I wish I could take attempts for Cat for 20.
You want to do 50 attempts for Brunson tonight?
Because there's no shot.
What else? What do you want to do? Bounds for Cat? Give me something.
No, he's another guy allergic to the glass. I don't want to go anywhere near him.
You want to do 20 for Cat? 20 for
Fine.
Cat?
20 for Cat. 20 for Cat, okay?
Put the cherry on top. Come on.
All right.
Make it,
you know,
make it 1-1 Orioles. 1-1 Orioles.
3-0
Yanks. 3-0 Yanks.
3-0 Yanks. We need Witt right here. Ooh, he got hit. Did he get hit?
No, he did not.
No, he didn't.
Runner on first, though, right?
He's on second because it went by him. So runner on second.
Right. That's good. That's always good. Go ahead. Put the cherry on top. Put the cherry. Dangle it. A little maraschino cherry on a Friday night. Make it a Shirley Temple. Come on.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm looking at the numbers here. I'm seeing what we got.
Give us something good. Give us something
Bridges,
shot.
Bridges for two threes.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, Bridges or Ananobi. You could pick one or the other.
You said
Bridges or Ananobi.
You said first one is usually right. We'll go with Bridges.
Fine.
All right. That pays 20.54, right?
And I got it up to 26.71 with the boost.
Well, I didn't take the boost. I took the no sweat. So
fine. There you go. $100. I got a little bit more. I got a little bit more gas than you.
Two G's if it happens. Two G's.
Well, they capped me at $10.
Two G's are better than no G's. Let's go.
So just so everybody, anybody wants to play along, that would be Horford for three threes, Hart for 10 bounds, Cat for 20 points, Bridges for two threes. We probably went a little. We went a little heavy, Nick. There, Joe. We probably could have put someone else from the Celtics in there. But
well, you had the opportunity. I did.
I know. It always falls on me. I know. It always falls on me.
What do you mean? I gave you one Celtic and one Nick.
It's all right. It's okay.
It always falls on you. I gave you one Celtic. Are we fighting before the game even starts? Can't we just get into gear?
We're in. We're okay.
I'm sweating.
All right. Now, who do you think's winning this game?
You know, if I had to bet this three, I would take the Celtics on the money line. I don't even want the points because I don't think they're going to lose a tight game. They're either going to win outright or they're going to get blown out. So I think it's going seven.
I want the Knicks to win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Celtics are going to win. Although
I feel much better about the hockey than I do the basketball.
Well, then let's get the hockey going now, too. Toronto and Florida, game number six.
What do you want to do?
Sunrise.
Come on. I'm laying the goal and a half.
I like the goal and a half with Toronto. I think they're going to lose in some kind of excruciating way. I think Florida beats them in, like, overtime or something like that. I like the over, Joe.
You told me last night they were averaging like eight points per game, eight goals per game. Now we're at 5.5 in an elimination game.
A lot of people I've talked to today like the over.
Well, then that should lead us to the under. Then no.
I don't know. I'm giving you the
here's
information.
What I
wanna do. That's all that
here's,
I could do.
Are you ready? Here's what I'm willing to do.
What are you willing to do?
Where are the goal scorers? Come on. How about this Verhaeghe tonight?
How about Verhaeghe?
Over a goal. Meaning half a goal plus 220.
How about Verhaeghe and Nylander?
I mean, you want... and Nylander?
How about you throw... Let's get a three and then we could use a boost. They got a boost if you use three legs.
Well, how why about can't we do guys... the goalies? Why can't we do the guy like?
How about we do the two guys to score and Florida money line?
Fine. Who's the guy?
Nylander, Verhaeghe.
Wait a second.
Florida money line.
Nylander and Florida money line minus the 220. Right. What does that pay?
Plus 10.01 with the boost. It goes to 12.52.
All right. Okay.
Want in on it? Yes or no?
I'm. What do you mean? I want in on it. I'm playing it. It's Friday night. This is it. Go big or go home. We got no shot.
This is
it. Either we're gonna get smashed tonight, or we're gonna win money.
All right.
Would be nice. All right. We're in. Can we get this? Can we be on the same page tonight and actually win something?
I'd like to be.
What happened in the Cardinal game? Here we go with this pain already. I mean, runners on first.
Zach McKinstry. I mean, come on.
First and third here in Orioles. Why didn't I take the Yankee over? Every time these teams play, it's like 12 runs. Bases loaded again. The guy can't even get off the mound. This McGill.
I told you. I told you that
this
game.
Guy's a complete
that game, I
hack.
Told you. That was the game.
You
said
were right
Yankees
about the
Mets.
Cubs game, and you were right. You know, the thing is, when you get an 11.5 total, unless you're in Colorado, you can't alt it to make any money. You can't. What are you going to do? 13.5, you get 130 on that. You know what I mean? I'd rather take a 7.5 total and alt it.
You make it one of the legs that you don't alt. You can't have a third leg in there that's not alted. Why do all three legs have to be alted?
Why can't these games go over? Why can't they put out the hardball?
It's rivalry weekend. Come on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. Well, we had more time than we thought because they still haven't started this game. Like, let's go. What are we waiting on here? And there you go. The ball's in the air. They're finally underway at the Garden. Knicks and the Celtics.
And everybody's on me. I'm going to be over old man Horford. You're absolutely right. If the guy doesn't come through with three threes, he's dead to me. I mean, that's all we care about is put it in the tin tonight. Right? He's out there for a reason. His cat, looking like Willis Reed off the glass.
We're not going to go bucket by bucket here. I mean, we can't live and die bucket by bucket. Okay? We're going to get there.
How come last night we had a fast start? You were all giddy. Now tonight you're gonna be tempered?
Because what did it get us? What did it get us at the end of the day?
I don't know. Didn't get us anything. For a three. He's chucking tonight. I wish I could have taken his attempt. 65 I would have taken. Up to 65 tonight.
Well, I played there was a boost on DK in New York only. Brunson for 30 and Knicks to win at plus 250. So
I mean, you want to talk about just the black hole. You mentioned that the ball goes into Brunson, never comes back.
Nobody comes back.
If you're the tertiary guy,
I was a little skeptical about taking Cat for the 20 because this guy could be such a big. It becomes too much.
What are we gonna do, Carver? We gotta go off menu. Last night I was dead right. I was dead right with what's his face. I was dead right. Don't say that, Jamal Murray. I knew that they put out that information.
But you didn't put Murray in the SGP. You didn't put Murray in the SGP.
I put him in my SGP. You don't want me to take Murray. Don't start. I was right. I've been dead on with the basketball and hockey. Ask me if I made money. Absolutely not, because you shoot me down every time I try to put it in a bet. Can we get on the same page?
Can this Carpenter homer for the Tigers here? Can this Carpenter hit a homer?
Again, with the Carpenter. Every night it's the same guys. Every night. Carpenter, Betts. Who else do you have? Who else? This Lux.
No bets. I'm done with bets.
You know what that means. First inning, he's probably going to go 530 feet.
I'm out on this bets. I can't play him again tonight. So, no thank you.
That's it? He's dead to you, this bets?
Yeah, he's not dead to me, but like I mean, they took him out in the fourth inning last night because they were up 13-2. You know, I can't get some fun at bats. Like, it's just...
What is he, a glass house? Because he lost all that weight in the offseason? Why did they take him out? So.
Bridges misses a three. I mean, he had a great look. Bridges had
gonna,
a good look at a three.
We're
going
to do this shot by shot now? We're going to do shot by shot?
I happen to be looking at it. So.
Yeah.
It's just you give us these guys and they're just, you know, it's.
I didn't give you Bridges. Don't do this tonight. It's Friday night. Don't send me into the weekend upset. Don't do it. Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy. Or is it pay Billy? Pay Billy. Pay Billy.
I think that's his name. I have no idea. I haven't looked at the horses. I have a $10 free bet on the horses tomorrow, so I'm just going to probably put it on whoever's the second longest shot.
It's a nine-horse field, though. What are you supposed to win? A couple of nickels with that? I mean, even
what do you want me to do?
Should
I just not use the $10 free bet? Should I just not use it?
This Brown just buried a three from like half court.
Yeah, well, he's not on our card, so... That does nothing for us.
He's going to be the pig on Boston's side, right?
They're going to go down. Maybe Horford's going to have tonight? Horford's going to have to fight for some shots tonight. Because
the old man.
Brown is going to be a pig. Know that.
The old man. And meanwhile, this is it. It was Kenny Loggins.
No, it was Huey Lewis in the news. If this is it. Just let it go. If this is it, bump bump. Come on, Joe, you know it.
I'm not even gonna entertain this.
Well, you're not gonna entertain it?
Dead on their night. They're not gonna get out of the way in Philly, I can tell you that, before 11. It's pouring over here.
So. Yeah, they're in a long rain delay here.
Rain you said it. Philly. You put the kibosh on the Tigers, hitting the cover off the ball. They're going to go down in flames under in Toronto. Sure enough, through five, going after this Francis.
Well, how do you know that? What happens if they score three or four runs this inning? What are you going to say then? Nice pass, Brunson. What a loser.
What's going on this with the Brunson. Braves and Red Sox again? Right, oh, big
two
rivalry
nothing.
Game.
2-0 yeah. Braves.
It's been
2-0
since the first.
That wasn't the game to go after.
You did say it last night. Don't start. You said sale. You said sale. Like, get the tape. Matias, get the tape from last night's show. He said last night. Get at the end of the show. He said flat eight. I'm spitting all over the place. He said flat eight with sale. You know what that means. Get the tape, Matias. That is what you said. Matias, I want. Get the tape. People's Court coming up next.
Do 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 do.
Mike Carver allegedly said the over in the Braves game.
I never said anything about the over in the Atlanta Boston game.
No.
Never said. I said to you when I was going through the games. I was going through the games and I said big pitching matchup at Fenway. Sale coming back to Boston. Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett because my name is Crochet going for the Boston Red Sox. It was a good pitching matchup, two lefties. Probably wasn't the night to go after.
Matias, go to the tape. Go. I want you to go to the tape.
Let's go to the videotape. Here it is, Warner Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
What came across your desk? Something came across your desk?
You know, he's been good to me this week, but... You know,
wow.
Come on.
What came across your
desk? I feel like, has the Nick game been in commercial for like 10 minutes? What's happening here?
I don't know. I got the hockey on right now. They were in commercial too. This is it. This is it.
Dun, 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 dun. Let me go.
That's Huey Lewis? That. Are you sure that's not Kenny Loggins?
If this is it.
No. I'm going to have...
I mean, Joe, we're obviously talking about two different songs.
4-1 Yankees.
Who hit it for the Mets? Was it Soto?
No, it wasn't a home run. It was first and third here.
Where could put the Nick game on? How far about? Where am I here?
I got a commercial. They're showing highlights.
All right, fine.
Unless this is live, what is this? This live? I can't tell. I can't tell.
I can't tell either.
It's highlights. They're showing an Adebo, an Anunoby, or whatever his name is.
Anunoby?
Anunoby. They're in a timeout here. The ball's back in play. Come on, White. Come on, White. Where's Horford? Is loafing. Yeah, he doesn't want the pill tonight. You could tell.
Hart's got two boards already. Hart's got a couple.
Yeah, but Horford's just loafing tonight. No movement.
That's what we want him doing. Just hang out there, and hopefully somebody kicks him a three. I honestly think three was a little bit. We bit off a little bit too much than we could chew. Honestly, I think two would have been sufficient. Two would have been sufficient.
Unless your dork pick came in last night.
You notice how I showed a little restraint on the Bridges one. I could have been a pig and went to three, and it was plus 300 something, but I said, no, let's keep it simple. Let's try to get this home. Let's keep it with two. Now this Horford's going to the bench. So.
Power play
needs
for
a
the
lot
Panthers.
Of rest.
Power play for the
All right,
Verhaeghe.
Come on.
Where's this
Let's get Verhaeghe? Can we get Verhaeghe?
Can we get a shot? I wanted to take Bobrovsky on saves. You wouldn't let me.
I don't play the saves. It's just.
I like the saves.
Come on. Saves. Right, no idea what's going to happen. Because it's just. It's,
I know.
It's
because
too,
you
too
do. Wheel
gauge.
Play. You're a wheel when it comes to the hockey. Should have taken this Porzingis for bounds or something.
He just came in the game. He's been in the game for 30 seconds.
He looks sharp tonight. He looks sharp. Guy looks sharp.
11-7 Knicks. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. What a day at the golf, Joe. What a day.
Yeah, I heard. Max Homa.
Max Homa making a run. Max Homa. We got to try to get ourselves some Max Homa tickets tonight, late night. Put it with the golf.
Is it Verhaeghe? Is it Verhaeghe?
Did they score?
No.
So what? Why say that?
I'm calling it into fruition tonight. Tonight I'm being Mr. Positive, ultra positive, Joe.
That is pretty ultra positive from you. I like to see.
We're
going to
get it tonight. I feel very good. I'm worried about this cat, obviously, because he hasn't touched the ball. Oh, he just took a three. Did he get fouled? Oh, no. Did he get fouled here? Oh, that's a foul. What are we calling? They waved it off. They say he stuck his leg out. Come on, cat. Can't What's with it. The cat with the threes, too? Like, this guy needs to wake up. You're not a three-point specialist. All these guys.
It's all right, Joe. We're going to get there. We got four late-night baseball games later, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. I'm happy. I got the quad box on now, so I got four games going with the baseball along with the Knick game. So we have a lot going on now. We're ready to go. What's the matter, Joe? You look upset.
No, I need runs in the baseball. And, you know, great call with the Tampa Bay game. That, I mean, top five, 5-2. Crazy.
Well, you know, listen, great call. You got a lot of innings left here. A lot of innings left. Did you end up playing Texas-Houston after they scored one run last night?
No.
Stayed away.
I did a lot of research last night. I dove into the rivalries.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Yeah.
So you dove into the rivalries. I thought you were going to say you dove into some velo numbers, some charts and graphs. I thought you got involved with some of that.
Old school. Gut and feel. I looked at the rivalries. I saw some of the games and the totals that they played, and I bet accordingly. Let's just say that. I bet accordingly. So if history holds up, I should have a profitable night.
That's if history holds up, right? If history holds up?
If history holds up.
You look at your boy. You know, this guy is such a phony, Joe. He really is. Russell Wilson sitting in the first row with the giant jacket on. He's got, like, the giant bomber jacket on. Like I mean, honestly, how much of a phony is that guy?
5'3". He was a phony when he went to the Broncos, and he was doing the practice with the helmet on at his house. Remember when he had all the guys over his house, and he was wearing the helmet, and he looked
Not
like
as much
a complete
as I remember
idiot?
The knee lifts on the flight to London.
Well,
leg lifts.
That was great. You know, the knee lifts, the guys doing leg lifts in the aisle. I would have stepped right on him if he was on that plane going to the bathroom. Sorry, guy. I mean, really. Doing leg lifts. Amazing. Amazing. You know who was right? You know who said it about Russ? You know who said it?
Who said it, Joe?
No, I don't like your eyes, but you thought I was going to say me. You know who said
it? You did. You know who said it?
You know who has a bigger I said it than me? A bigger Pete Carroll. He said it. Pete had the intuition and the foresight.
That is true.
To say, you know what? The guy's washed up. Pete let him go. And you know what? I respect Pete for that. Pete's got my vote of confidence.
Pete said, get him out of here.
Guy's a loser. That's what he said. Guy's a hack.
And you don't need guys like this here.
Right. Pete was right. Was Pete right?
Pete was right.
What do you need? Bobby Witt to Homer? He's up now. Come on, Bobby.
Is he up?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby. Come on, Bobby. Let's go, Bobby.
No negativity tonight. All positivity. I don't want to do
Friday
this.
Friday night.
With
we'd like to. Friday night. We should be letting it fly here.
This
Let
is it. He's got a real. He's got a hitter's pitch. 1-2. He's gonna sit dead red. It's a hitter's pitch for him.
You get. You win the ColecoVision.
1-2-2. He just high and outside. High and outside. Looked like he went with the slider on the 1-2 pitch, high and outside. That's right in Bobby's wheelhouse. Oh, he threw a knuckle curve, this Palante. Knuckle curve, 78 miles an hour.
Come on, Joe. Look at this. Bellinger double into the corner, huh? This Bellinger.
All right, so what are we going to do, Carver? What do you want to talk about?
I'm just waiting for Bobby Witt to get a homer, and then I'll.
All right, come on, Bobby.
Move along. You already know that he didn't, so.
No, that's not true.
3-2 pitch. This dopey ColecoVision. You know,
stop it! Will you stop with the dopey?
Put it on another game right now. Put it on another game.
Can't do it. You know, it was on deck. This Pasquantino. The Italian from the neighborhood.
The Pasquatch.
Bobby. Yeah.
Great. So I don't really even have to watch the game because you're just going to tell me what happens anyway. So it's just pointless. It's pointless of me watching the game. You're going to tell me what happens.
What did I tell you about the Bobrovsky? 7 saves already. 7 saves in the first.
Base hit. 6-1 Yankees. 6-1 Yankees. Oh, no, they held him up. 5-1 Yankees. 5-1. Joe, how this total's down to 198.5 with the Knicks and the Celtics. But no scoring. That's really not great for us.
No, I know. 5-4 Miami over Tampa. 5-4 Miami over Tampa.
That was the game. That was the game. That was the game to alt.
Could this Oriole game open up here?
And as I told you last night, I think the Dodgers will score. Dodgers been scoring doubled figures every night by themselves. This Kokanowicz for the Angels is such a stiff. This guy going tonight. Oh, he's so bad.
Yes,
they are going to eat him alive. Yeah, the Dodgers tonight.
Can. He's the gas can.
He's got no shot.
No?
No shot against the Dodgers tonight.
All right.
It's tough when you've lost a game before you even thrown a pitch. But that guy has tonight. He's finished.
I love you. I love you. Come on, go deep, guy. You know, this Urias for the
what
Orioles.
What are these jerseys the Red Sox are wearing tonight?
I haven't looked. What does it look like?
They got green jerseys on. What?
Probably why they have no runs.
Probably is.
I mean, see, that type of info, I wouldn't have played that. No. I took that over, and I'm like.
You wouldn't have played what?
The over.
And this Dominguez. 6-1 Yankees. 6-1 Yankees. Who hit that one, Joe? Cat? Cat for three. Cat for three, Joe.
All right.
Look at Cat. Fill it up.
We got no threes from Horford. No threes from Horford.
He's not even in the game. So I guess
six bounds for Hart. 9 points for Cat and 1-3. What?
Everything else is off to a great start except this Horford.
So now you're gonna bury me to the wall because of Horford. Should I bury you with the other three Lou Gehrig's Dort? With the Lou Gehrig's Dort last night?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the Joker assist come in?
Oh, two for Bridges. Talk it in.
In the barn. Did Joker get 10 assists?
He had eight. By principle, he should have had 12. You know
did
that is...
Joker get the 10 assists in the game last night?
Yes, theoretically.
Not according to my ticket. According to my ticket, he had 8. They've started in Philadelphia with the Pirates and the Phillies. I played a deep shot in that one, Joe, the Bartman for the Pirates.
All right.
On the Bartman. I mean,
could this Horford come out hitting on all cylinders? That a hit? That's a hit.
Nice. Oh, yeah. What'd you put the Philly game on? You on this Philly Pirate game?
Maybe.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
Sensitivity.
One Tuesday.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
So, Joe, they're at the end of the first quarter, 26-20. Knicks lead the Celtics.
That's a great quarter for us. That's a great quarter. Bridges with 2, Hart with 6, and Cat for 11. We're in the barn. We need to get this Horford. Get him off his ass. Get him off the pine and on the court.
It would be nice if that could actually happen. Now, Knicks minus 6.5 is the live number. 202.5 is the live total. As far as the hockey goes, still scoreless. Did they get to the end of the first?
No, 17 seconds left.
Okay, so they're at the end
they
of the first.
They got 2 shots on goal, and that was with a power play, the Panthers. That's not a good start for us.
Okay, a good start for the under, that's for sure.
I tell you what, if it gets to like 3.5, you want to jump on the over?
It's 3.5 right now. I'll tell you what's even better. I'll give you one I like even more. You ready?
Go ahead.
Go to second period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. I got to get there. Go ahead. I'm there. Go ahead.
Over 1.5 goals in the second period.
Where
you
want to
do that or the 3.5 for the game?
I'm trying to see where that is, though. Where is that?
Go under the tab in the game of second period.
That's where I'm at.
Scroll down to second period total goals.
Where is that? Where is that? What tab is that? There it is. Okay, I got it. Don't shake your head. Over. Don't shake your head. Don't be like that. Don't do that to me.
Now, would you rather play that or the 3.5 for the game?
I'll take your word that we're going to get 2 goals in the half, the period.
All right. This is something that we can root in.
I'm taking the over 13.5 in this Tampa game. I'm taking over 5.
Let's put this over with something else. You ready? The over 1.5 in the second period. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's put it with the over in the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And the over it. in the Giant game.
Seven? No, let's just keep it at the over. I'm putting it with the over 13.5 Tampa. Now it's 14.5. We must have gotten runs. Over 5.5 Bo Sox and over 9.5.
Whoa. What are you doing? You're getting involved in a lot. Actually, I'd rather do the 10.5 for the Yankee Met game.
All right.
There's going to be more runs there.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You're confusing me here.
I got three plays here. Over 1.5 goals
I understand,
in the second period.
But the Braves have bases loaded with one out.
I'm not in on the Brave game. I'm not getting involved in the Brave game. Not in.
I'm taking the over in Tampa, and I'll take the over in the Yankees. Okay?
No.
Okay?
Dodgers.
With the Dodgers.
All right, I'm not in on the Marlin game. You do what you want.
All right, we're flying our own net. All right, we're in the 1.5 goals again. You try to put out an olive branch to somebody, and he throws gasoline in your face. I mean, that's
why,
just
why did I lose? Why did I get a run added here with the Met game? What are they? I hate when they do that to you, Joe. Why did that happen?
I don't know. Horford, shoot it! Come on, man! This guy. What's he doing? Now, White and Brown.
Have it up at three? What?
Come on, he's lollygagging out there. He's hesitant. Come on, Missoula. This guy.
That's
how
the guy to shoot.
What?
He's got to shoot the ball. He's got to shoot. When he's got to be a pig. I'm telling you, Joe, I watch this guy. When you're in these random games, he's a complete and total pig, just hacking up threes the entire night. Now, tonight we're on him, and this guy's not, he's not going to shoot any threes?
You know what, though? He's on our side tonight. You never know. He could get hot. Buddy Hield was the same thing. Cold in the first, and then he came through. He's on our side tonight. Talk it in. Don't talk it down. Talk it in, okay? Come on. They're down 11 points. They need somebody to step up. There he is. He just got a rebound. He's active. Come on. There he is.
I don't want him getting rebounds. I want him shooting. Shooting
come
threes.
Come on now. Move around, guy. This D. Brown holding the ball I don't know. This Horford is getting worn out on by Cat. Cat's taking him to the tin. He's a liability on the defensive side of the ball.
That's the thing. That's why he's not going to be in the game. That's why this was a bum bet, putting him in. Because he's not going to play because Cat's abusing him. You were right on one angle. You were wrong on the other. No thoughts? No thoughts?
Yeah, you know what my thoughts are, honestly, is that now you're going to blame this on me. They're down. If they get blown out, Horford's going to shoot.
We have
a shot. You know what? You know, then just rip up the ticket. You know, cash out and just, they're giving us a great cash out. The book is nervous. Yeah, they were giving us 3-1. 3-1 they were giving us. That means they're nervous. I can't with you. 2-0 yeah. Rangers. 2-0 Rangers.
I got What's nothing wrong in the Rangers with you? Game. Listen, Joe, I just, I want to see good things happen for you. That's really all that it is for me. I just want to see some stuff come through for you. You know, they really got me with this, they screwed me. I wanted 10.5. I wouldn't have played the Yankees at 11.5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe, a couple things here.
Yeah.
First of all, Ref Snyder homers for the Red Sox, 2-1 Braves, bottom seven at Fenway. Your boy, Vinny from the neighborhood, Vinny Pasquatch, Pasquantino, homers for the Royals to make it 3-1 there in Kansas City. Yeah. Man, it was a good bomb too, Joe. He got that. Right center out by the fountains.
Are you watching? That's good. Are you watching?
And that was a splashdown. You know those fountains out there, Joe, out there in Kauffman Stadium? That's a deep shot to get it out there.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. Horford's getting upset. He had a wide. Okay. He was out there on the flank, and Brown didn't pass him the ball. He started shaking his head. He gets it. He's going to start chucking.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. Oh.
This is the biggest lead the Knicks have had in the entire series, 13 points. And let me tell you what the Celtics are doing. They should give Horford a chance. You want to know why?
Because they haven't made exactly, a three.
They're doing exactly what cost them the first two games in Boston tonight. They are just chuck, 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 chuck. They are just hacking away these threes, and no one's hitting them. So maybe they should try Horford, Joe. If that's their game plan, maybe he'll at least hit a couple. Look at him standing in the corner. There's nobody near him.
All right, he just made a shot. Now get him into a rhythm.
I know, but why can't he couldn't take another 4 steps back and go in the corner?
Listen, we want to get him into a rhythm. Don't bash the guy.
He's going to be out of the game in a minute.
You know, you always got to talk our guys down. You know, it would be nice if you could talk them up and give the guy a vote of confidence. He's the only guy
that's... I don't mind going off menu, but you went real off menu with him. Really off menu. Such a pig. He couldn't have taken 2 threes. It had to be
white.
Three.
It's chucking. This white. I mean, really. You know. This white. This white is shooting with guys on his back. He's getting pass the ball, man.
Varsho homer. 4-2 Tigers. 2 runs for the Blue Jays, Joe. 4-2 Tigers. Varsho. He's been hot, Joe. We might have to start mixing him in.
We need Horford. Here he is. He's wide open. Give him the bill. It's just brown and white. Brown and white. Brown and white. Chucking up threes.
They're not gonna let him take any. They're just not gonna let him be a part of it. They're 3-for-14 from downtown. Horford hasn't taken any of them.
You know. Do me a favor. Honestly, I swear, you're negative with him, I might bash you. I'm not kidding you.
Because the guy's a total hump.
What about Dort?
Dort put money in our pocket this series. Dort has hit his numbers. Got benched last night for Caruso in the fourth quarter, but Dort's hit numbers in this series for us. This Horford, he's not even a member of the family. We never play this guy. Never play this guy.
2 threes, 1 3, 3 threes. I mean, the guy, when he shoots them, makes them. May 14th, 2 and 3. May 12th, 1 and 2. May 10th, 3 or 4. I mean, what do you want? The guy's hot. Can we give him the pill?
Way off menu.
I don't believe you. You know, I don't know what the answer is. I know what the answer is. I know what the answer. Trust me, I know what the answer is. Everything's a joke with you. I put money in our pocket, and you just think you got to bash our guys. Like, the other three, like, I didn't pick Cat, right? I didn't pick Cat.
What a loser. Frickin' this guy on the Red Sox. Hits it off the Green Monster and gets thrown out at second, this Sogard. Trying to get you this over, Joe. I'm trying to root this over in for you. I don't know why you took it, but I'm trying to root it in for you.
I know, the Good Samaritans, there he is. Mike the Good Samaritan. He's on his soapbox now, trying to drum up money for me.